say, you know, I'm not a name dropper. I don't drop names just for the sake of it. But I'm gonna just not drop one now. Benedict Cumberbatch. He's going to be on this show. You'll hear him in just a moment's time. He's down at the BAFTAs, which is probably where I'd be, you know, in a dicky bow with the other stars if I was free. He's up for a Best Actor award for Sherlock, which is the, you know, one of the favourite shows that exists in my home's television calendar. And I just he went by a microphone, so I just had a bit of a chat with Benedict, as I call him, Ben. And this was how it went.
John, why are you talking to me?
Well, I'll tell you, because I'm a fan, Benedict. I'm a fan. And, first of all, good luck on your...
Bless you, John. But you don't want me to give a State of the Nation address or anything remotely kind of important and grown up, do you?
Well, first of all, I want to hear what
you
think...
We're being very flippant on this record,
I think. I first of all want to know what you think your chances are of getting this award, because I'm one of many, many fans of Sherlock.
Oh, I think very slim. I think... Oh, thank you. Well, I'm thrilled to be nominated on that front, but I think it's very slim that I'm going to win. I think it's going to be one of the other three boys' nights. I think they're all extraordinary in the work that they've done that's nominated them, and I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be here because I've been away for a while, and I'm seeing my family. My mum and dad are here, my best friends here, and all the colleagues I've worked with, and my Sherlock family as well. So it's sort of a social thing and a bit of icing on the cake, so to speak. I get nervous when our category's announced. You can't not, and the tiniest part of you goes, well, maybe, but, you know, I've been here three times now as a lead actor, and once before last year as Sherlock, so yeah. I'm really not holding my breath. I'm just very, very happy to be here.
Well, good luck with that. And, you know, I'm not going to try and get you into a State of the Nation...
Thank you very much, John.
..debate, but, I mean, since you mentioned
well, we'll have
it,
another sit-down, not in the sunshine, because I'm in sort of martini mode in this glorious British sunshine. So,
but we've been sitting around here
after martini mode, perhaps.
Yeah, although we are sitting around here talking about the State of the Nation, but in particular, you know, spending cuts, on which you have a view.
Of course you are.
And you have strong views on that.
I do have a view. I mean, I've said it before, and I won't say it again now because I'm holding up a ceremony that's pretty much live. So, I think spending cuts affect the poorest in our country, and everyone around me is looking at me looking really worried because I know I'm about to go off. But I do, and I'd love to come and talk to you about that another time, but I'm very aware of how it's affecting people at every level. So,
I'll tell you what, shall I take that as an invitation to invite you in?
Take it as an invitation. I'll come along to the studio and say hi, and we'll have a proper grown-up chat out of the sunshine.
It's a deal.
Right.
Good luck, Benedict.
All right, bless you, John. Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
And there you go, something to look forward to. Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock Holmes himself, is going to be in this studio before you know it, talking about the State of the Nation. I mean, that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Sherlock, fantastic show, Kevin Scofield.
I have to say, this may kill my chances of ever being invited back myself, but I've never watched it. And I can see the look of absolute disbelief in your face, John. But I'm really sorry to say I've never watched it once.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm told it's very good, though.
What you read on my face is an accurate reflection. I am astonished. And in the gallery, I can hear shouts of amazement. Kieran, Stacey, you've got to be a Sherlock fan, haven't you?